Friends, this is Tony Martell speaking to you by beep telephone. The worst fire in the history of Carbondale is raging at the present time. The blaze of unknown origin broke out shortly before 4 o'clock this morning and is raging in sub-freezing temperatures. We have on the other end of our beep telephone line Mr. Ed Rogers, who is a Scranton Times news writer and photographer, and Mr. Rogers is about to give us a word picture of the fire in Carbondale. Go ahead, Ed.
This is Ed Rogers speaking from Carbondale. The skies are black over this town this morning in the wake of the third general alarm fire to strike here within the past 2 months. Shortly after 4:15 this morning, an unknown person called the Columbia Hose Company next to City Hall in Carbondale and reported that a fire had broken out on Salem Avenue. Within minutes, the entire block of Salem Avenue between Church Street and Main Street was a mass of flames. Miraculously, about 20 families were removed from their apartment homes before the fire got out of hand. At the present time, approximately 12 business places have been gutted by the disastrous fire. The fire has been confined between Main Street and Church Street and between Salem Avenue and Lincoln Avenue. At this minute, firemen from at least 14 volunteer hose companies from Dixon City north to Forest City are fighting the blaze. They're confining their efforts right now on trying to save the stone building at the corner of Main Street and Salem Avenue. Other business places destroyed by the fire include the Dean Phipps Auto Store, Joseph Jewelry Store, Cesara's Luncheonette, the Tread Easy Shoe Store, Scranton Talk, Carney's Drug Store, Loosley's Men's Store, People's Clothing Store, Nolan's Clothing Store, the A&P Supermarket, George Pasco's Barber Shop, the Larry Call, Wade's Floor Shop, Crocker's Paint Store. There may be more, but we do not have a complete list at the present time. About an hour ago, fire broke out on the roof of the Liberty Discount and Savings Bank on the corner of Church Street and Salem Avenue. Firemen are trying to extinguish that before the flames spread throughout the banking house. Carbondale Fire Chief Joseph Healy is directing the attack on the blaze and has summoned assistance at the present time from Honesdale. At least two companies from that borough are expected to be en route to Carbondale within the next few minutes. The fire has been described as the worst in the city's history. It is a half a block away from where a three-alarmer destroyed three business places about 3 weeks ago. At one time, firemen feared that the blaze might spread across Church Street and across Salem Avenue. But quick work on the part of the volunteers managed to save business places on the opposite sides of the street. Although the fire did not spread across the roadway, the intense heat did break large plate glass windows in about 10 stores. Proprietors of these business places are now nailing boards over the windows to prevent possible looting. Carbondale Police Chief Francis Judge has summoned all available policemen to the scene, and they are attempting to direct traffic and keep vehicles out of the line of firemen. More than 30 high-pressure hoses strung from every available hydrant in Central City Carbondale are being played on the blaze. The temperature here is about 6 degrees above zero, and the firemen are being hampered by ice, which is freezing as soon as the water from hoses and hydrant overflows touches the streets and roads. Volunteers and the American Red Cross are supplying coffee and donuts to the volunteer firemen. But even with this help, the firemen are cold. Ice has accumulated on their helmets, on their raincoats, on their boots, and even on their hands. These volunteers from Upper Lackawanna County and with the assistance of those from Wayne County have done what Chief Healy calls a marvelous job in confining the blaze to the present limitations. The fire is not under control. There is no estimate of damages. Chief Healy said it will probably be 3 or 4 days before an accurate estimate of the financial loss can be determined. Meanwhile, the firemen are continuing their battle to extinguish this, Carbondale's worst fire in history. This is Ed Rogers in Carbondale.
Ed, we'd like to ask you one final question about injuries. Anyone been hurt as yet?
Well, Tony, as far as we can find out, there have been no injuries to this moment. At least 4 ambulances are standing by at critical points throughout the fire zone in case that a fireman or a passerby might be injured. But police and fire officials tell us that miraculously there have been no injuries to this point.
All right, Ed Rogers, and thank you very much for your excellent report.